From prairies to mountains, pine forests to deserts, the river deltas to their headwaters. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Mr. Texas, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Or corporate masters telling you, go easy, don't ask them the hard questions because we want to have access to these politicians. What a laugh. Our Lone Star story of the day, thank you to George P. Bush. He told everyone he is what I've told you. For many years I've told you what he is. A squish uncommitted to fight for GOP and conservative issues. And even more, he did it in Lubbock, and the national press noticed. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions. Truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regulations. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. Texas Supreme Court has the liberals all upset. They've set aside a universal statewide injunction from the Democrat-dominated Travis County courts and said Department of Family and Planning Services may, isn't that what it is? DFPS, I know, may continue investigations over child sex change activity. We had a big inmate escape yesterday. We'll bring you an update on that. Also coming up later in the show, Lubbock County Court at Law number 2, GOP runoff candidate Bob Neb joins us. Candidates, remember, you got to get lined up now. This is a short runoff season, so you need to visit the contact form at prattontexas.com. I don't call you. You got to contact us. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast, a recording of today's show, and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. We had a nice podcast, extra long-form interview with a senior legal fellow at the Meese Center at the Heritage Foundation about the Roe v. Wade issue earlier this week. All of that's there free of charge. We're not like the newspaper where we actually charge fees and block out listeners or viewers from hearing our advertisers' ads. You know, this is the biggest scam I've ever seen. Advertisers pay a lot of money to reach people, and then the people who take the money in the print business and on their online presence block potential customers from seeing the ads. Folks, don't get caught in that mess. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. This is the day Bob Wills died, my friends. That's right, the great king of Western swing. All right, here's the update via KBTX. In fact, the latest news I had was that $15,000 reward's now out for this inmate who escaped, 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez. They think he's still in the Centerville area. This is down right in the middle of I-45 country, you know, that connects Dallas to Houston, if you don't know. And what happened is that there was a prisoner inmate bus and 15 other inmates on board and two guards. They were going from Huntsville to Gatesville yesterday afternoon. As they approached Centerville, this Lopez guy got loose on his restraints, used some kind of object to stab the bus driver, Officer Randy Smith, in his hand and chest. During the struggle, Lopez was briefly able to take control of the handgun of the guard, and the driver, I mean, under threat of his life, was able to pull the bus over to the side of the road. He kept his focus on saving everybody else's life, and then the fight continued outside the bus. The prisoner had control of Smith's weapon. One of the spokespeople said that the inmate was able to get Officer Smith's gun off his waist in his holster, but was not able to get the gun out of the holster. During the struggle, a second guard, doing what's right, Officer Jimmy Brineker used his shotgun to shoot out the tires of the back of the bus. In other words, immediately taking away the ability to use that as a getaway vehicle along with the other inmates. And the guy did get back in that bus and started driving the escapee, but only made it a mile down the road because Guard Brineker had done his job. It crashed. This guy took off running in a field. They fired a lot of shots in his direction, but, you know, it's very unclear if he's hit. Probably wasn't. It's not like the movies. It's hard to shoot a target like that, especially with short-range weapons. Once the scene was secure, Officer Smith, the driver, realized that's when he realized he'd been stabbed in the chest. Thankfully, he doesn't have life-threatening injuries. Other inmates in the bus remained seated in their restraints. Nobody else was injured, thankfully. They're looking all around Centerville. Centerville and Leon ISDs have canceled classes today. Obviously, there's a major Texas-style manhunt underway there. This Lopez is a murder convict. He's from Hidalgo County in the Rio Grande Valley. And attempted capital murder. So capital murder in Hidalgo County and attempted capital murder out of Webb County. He's now considered armed and dangerous. And hopefully if they can get him and retry him on this, maybe he'll end up in the, on his way to the little gurney where they strap you down. This is just awful. And again, a $15,000 reward. Last I checked, late afternoon, they have not caught this guy. Rig count is out. Rotary rig count from Baker Hughes showing the U.S. oil and gas drilling rig count went up by 9 to 714. Texas only increased by 1 to 345. Again, I explained this last week, earlier this week. What's happened is we have a massive amount of fracked wells that were drilled in the last boom and were not completed. This is sort of a new way of doing it. And so there is a huge increase. It's big in the number of applications in the Permian and elsewhere to drill, but you're not seeing the rigs. One, I don't think there's the personnel to drill them. But secondly, there are just so many uncompleted wells. Obviously, they're going out and completing these wells right now because production is going up massively. Just in case you care, a whole bunch of little leftist students in Austin ISD walked out of classes claiming they're supporting abortion rights. The Coalition Austin, a student-run social justice group, organized it. And I got a sad humor or whatever out of some of the comments from these people that were from the students that were covered in the Austin American Statesman. One Nina Eckhart, a senior and organizer at Austin High School of the Walkout, said, "What they're doing isn't just about abortions. It's about privacy to not only choose to get an abortion, but also what you end up doing with that baby." Take our words just on the face of it. In other words, you have the right to kill the baby. I mean, it's what you end up doing with that baby. And I really like this Ullian, so Beatrice Ullian at the same high school. "Having a child has so many health risks." So by the way, this is the anti-population stuff that's been ingrained in our cultures now. "Having a child has so many health risks that if they just aren't mentally prepared or physically prepared, they shouldn't have to force themselves to go for that," Ullian said. "They shouldn't have to be forced to have a kid." See, this is what passes for smart young social justice activist. Ullian, don't have sex. "What? What? What do you mean everybody has sex? That's what we do." Well, yeah, that's right. And billions of people have been having babies, too, without all this health worries, you know, for the beginning of time. The fact is, none of these people are ever forced by the media or asked questions because it's politically incorrect about, wait a minute, you have a choice. It's totally choice. What do you mean? Don't have sex. How about not having sex outside of wedlock? Okay. All right, my friends. I've got a lot in the stack today. A lot of things that are interesting. One, out of the political stack, the Dallas Morning News editorial board, they're very upset. Very upset. They've written an editorial how they cannot endorse anybody, recommend anybody in the House District HD 63 runoff. That's right. They like Tan Parker. He was the former state rep. He's running for Senate. He's okay, even though he's conservative. But in this race, nope. It's a flower mound mayor pro tem, Bumgardner, and a small business owner, Jeff Younger. We all know Jeff Younger. He's the one that the ex-wife tried to turn the little boy into a girl. And when we get back, I'll tell you what the problem is with the other guy for these liberals at the Dallas Morning News.
Pratt returns after the break.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
For decades throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements, too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
And now, a man who finds skulking youth in pullover hoodies far more menacing than citizens with pistols properly holstered in the open. It's firearm-friendly Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Yeah, the Dallas Morning News lefty editorial board says they just can't recommend in the runoff. They were okay in the regular primary for HD 863 because there was a, you know, local government guy that loves local government, a mayor at Trophy Club. But they can't endorse because Jeff Younger and Flower Mound Mayor Pro Tem Ben Bumgardner are just terrible guys. We all know why they don't like Jeff Younger, because he's the guy that's been the pointed out to the world what's happening with these sex change things for children. So they can't stand him. And why do they not like Bumgardner? Because, quote, he embraces half-baked or fringe policy ideas such as eliminating property taxes altogether. Oh, and he doesn't like people who commit voter fraud. Doesn't that tell you how completely radical and out of touch these people are at the Dallas Morning News? Good grief. By the way, today in Texas history, the last land engagement of the American Civil War was fought in Texas at the Battle of Palmito Ranch in far south Texas. It's more than a month after General Lee's surrender at Appomattox, but word had not reached Texas troops yet that the rebels had given up the effort. It's also the day, that was 1865, May 13th, 1935, a major gusher, the first one, blew in at the Seven Sisters oil field. Thus began the town of Seven Sisters in northern Duval County. They struck oil later there and had a little oil boom there. And this is the day that the great Bob Wills died. May 13th, 1975, Texas swing musician James Robert Bob Wills died, born in 1905 in Limestone County. They moved to Hall County in Turkey, outside of Turkey, where he learned to play the fiddle. It's where they always have the Bob Wills Day, the last weekend in April. Some friends of the show were there this year because they sent me pictures. Been many times, it's not really that far from where I was reared. Anyway, Bob Wills redefined music worldwide and was just a massive star in his time, one of the greatest of all time. So Bob Wills died this day, May 13th, 1975. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Learn about the impressive team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. All right, my friends. Oh, I've got more in this little political stack, but I want to switch over to, well, some other stories in the stack. We'll get to P. Bush in a little bit. I think this is absolutely hilarious. Just in his own words, in his flailing campaign, telling you that he's exactly what I've told you he was ever since he first ran. And I was there before he ever got elected in some, you know, small meetings. I asked him questions he knew nothing about, anything. Didn't know anything about the major issues at the land office when he ran. He ran on his name. And by the way, there's a big set of stories out there you're going to see more of. See, the liberal media would rather have a soft on Well, I'll get to it in a moment. You know what I'm saying. The media is going to sort of side with P in this because they hate Paxton. They don't want anybody that pushes the conservative agenda. Well, Bush now has admitted he wouldn't. He doesn't even like it. But you're going to see all these stories. Let me just tell you, George P. Bush was an awful candidate that first time. He's just good looking. I actually heard Republican women, oh, he's so good looking. He got elected on his name and reelected on his name. So you know what's going around now? The man's lived off the family name. He accomplished nothing of note prior to running and getting elected to political office. And yet, now it's, oh my God, he's so unfair. P is losing because of his name. Oh, it's not his fault. The Bush name's not popular. Talk about, you know, just always wanting it both ways. I guess he's not able to do it on his own. It's always got to be some outside force. Let's get to the big news today. Here's the headline in the Hearst papers. Taylor Goldenstein's Austin Bureau writer for the Houston Chronicle and all the other big Hearst papers. Texas Supreme Court clears state to launch more investigations into families of trans kids. That's the way they phrase it. Austin American Statesman's headline with Chuck Lindell. Texans can resume child abuse investigations for transgender care, as if it's care. But then again, they call killing the baby in the womb reproductive care, comma, Supreme Court says. All right, here's the basis of this. You had this district court. People went to a liberal lefty judge in Austin in Travis County, got a district court judge to stop the state agency from investigating, Department of Family and Protective Services, from investigating the subjecting little children to these medical treatments to change their, supposedly, you never change it, but to change their sex. And they got a judge to stop that. And then the Third Court of Appeals there in Austin, which is now dominated by the leftists, went along with it. And so the state basically appealed on, it's not the substance of the case, it's that a judge in Texas doesn't have the right to issue an injunction for anybody, enforcement, except against the people who sued. And so the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, you can't do this. They issued a 12-page opinion that left in place the injunction suspending the state's investigation into the one family that sued. And they said lower courts lack the authority to make an injunction apply across the state, which was just judicial activism. The opinion clarified the role of the courts about these child welfare investigations. That's what they ruled on, saying, look, the entity responsible for deciding under the law, the way the law is written, the entity responsible for deciding whether to investigate any particular situation is the Department of Family and Protective Services, DFPS. They quote, DFPS does not need permission from courts to investigate. And here's a key part that everybody needs to remember. But it and any other organization or government needs permission from courts to take action on the basis of an investigation. So, in other words, if you have to proceed against someone, the opinion says that, look, the state's not bound by the Attorney General legal opinion on the matter that these things are child abuse, which I think most sane people agree are. But they pointed out AG opinions, what I tell you all the time, do not have the force of law. And they also pointed out that Governor Abbott, Chuck Lindell's piece points out that clarified that Governor Abbott, who in February directed DFPS to investigate reports of gender transitioning procedures, does not have that power either. He can't direct the agency to do it. The court said DFPS was not compelled by law to follow the directive from Governor Abbott either. He's just making political statements. Lawyers who specialize in homosexual rights hope that the state agency will decline to resume or launch abuse investigations while the legality of the policy is under court review. Okay, we'll just act in the legislature this next time, hopefully, if we can get past the current speaker who doesn't seem to want any of that. Quote, we hope that with clear determination from the Supreme Court that this directive is not legally binding, that everything will go back to business as usual before this directive from Governor Abbott came out. State officials said 9 such investigations were underway when that district judge wrongly issued the injunction. So they're jumping up and down over that. And by the way, again, proving that legislators who were timid on this issue were completely wrong. You know, I've made the point how if this wasn't really a lot of this going on, you wouldn't have Children's Medical Center, the biggest in the country in Houston, the big one in Dallas County there, in Dallas, you wouldn't have them having full-fledged programs, you know, with support staff and everything for this sex change for kids stuff. That proves that is the most demonstrative thing of all to show that timid legislators were wrong, because the big hospitals had full programs for this. A Dallas County court judge, a liberal, has issued a temporary restraining order to allow Children's Health there at UT Southwestern to allow Dr. Jimena Lopez to continue to treat new trans patients for 2 weeks. So they're trying to, you know, they're pushing to keep doing this. This apparently is going on everywhere. On a related note, Abilene's Homosexual Alliance says they're going to have their first ever Pride Parade. That's right, a parade of perversion celebrating leading people into sin. They're proud of that. Back in a moment.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Using a firearm when under threat is as serious an action as you can take in life, and it might be critical to keeping your life. Know the law. Know you can hit the target and not an innocent bystander. And know you are legal to be armed when crossing into most states. Get Texas License to Carry training for only $65 from West Texas Justice. Beginners are welcome. Be wise, be trained, be legal. Inquire today at westtexasjustice.com. That's westtexasjustice.com. westtexasjustice.com.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years, Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender, best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Say one thing at home, vote another at Austin. With Brett on Texas, you'll know the real story. Now, back to Brett.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Make it clear, I've never been a Bush hater. I was county chairman with Bush in the White House. I worked hard and free of charge, unlike staffers. I worked full-time to get a re-election over John Kerry, my friends. I have no personal animus here like some people do. The reason I have such disdain for George P. Bush is, one, he came back to Texas and ran based on his name ID. He had never accomplished anything. He's been an absolutely abysmal failure as land commissioner with all kinds of really serious shortcomings there. And on top of that, when he first ran, I went to one of these get-to-know-him meetings because a friend of mine is a friend of his, and I asked a couple of questions in a room of about 15 people of the top two or three big issues at the land office, and he knew nothing about it. I mean, yet he was running. I mean, talk about lazy. Talk about running on your name. You didn't even self-prepare before you went around statewide trying to get GOP leaders to back you? Well, I don't think much of it. And so now you've got this, oh, cry for George P. Bush. These stories are everywhere yesterday and today. Report George P. Bush floundering due to family name. And it's all about, oh, boy, his name's unpopular now. I mean, it's unfair. George P. Bush wouldn't be in elected office without his name. He's been living off of his family name. How's a guy that makes just that much, hadn't really done anything before then, how come he lives in one of these extremely expensive Austin estates and stuff? George P. Bush is completely foundationally underwritten with the family name. And I guess that's okay. I'm the type of American that judges people by what they've done, like most entrepreneurs do, not what they inherited from daddy or granddaddy or whatever. So there's this big tug at the heartstrings thing going on out there. It's so unfair. So unfair. He wouldn't be there and he wouldn't have been reelected if his name wasn't Bush. Period. Indisputable. Now, let's get to the big story out of Washington, D.C. The Washington Examiner, conservative-friendly, big place. Tori Richards, investigative reporter, picking up on something that a KXAN reporter, Ryan Chandler, picked up in a Bush rally and meeting. He had several meetings I was invited to this week in Lubbock. And I didn't have time to go to those, didn't want to, don't have any reason to. But here's the headline. George P. Bush knocks Texas Attorney General rival Ken Paxton over tough critical race theory stance. Here's the piece. George P. Bush said he would not litigate, listen to this, would not litigate against rogue government agencies, that means schools too with your children, violating state laws on teaching critical race theory or imposing COVID-19 mandates. Lead sentence, Washington Examiner story out last night. George P. Bush said he would not litigate against rogue government agencies violating state laws on teaching critical race theory or imposing COVID-19 mandates. During a campaign stop for Texas Attorney General Bush, said he wants to, quote, stay out of the courthouse, end quote, and criticized incumbent Attorney General Ken Paxton for bringing lawsuits against school districts who refused to comply with the governor's executive order on COVID-19 mandates. George P. Bush, right there, is standing with the left and the anti-rule of law. In July 2021, Governor Abbott outlawed any mask or vaccine requirement by a government agency. Paxton sent a warning letter to the state school districts after the order was issued, explaining the law and telling them to comply. When 15 districts refused, Paxton filed lawsuits. That's his job as AG. Most have been settled. A few are pending before the state Supreme Court, Paxton's office said. Bush, who is the Texas Land Commissioner, said in a Lubbock speaking event that Paxton should use a softer approach. Kid you not. My opponent's busy suing dozens and dozens of school districts and a variety of other issues, whether it's mask mandates and vaccination requirements. I'm a different type of lawyer. I want to avoid litigation at all costs. He's a squish. And I'll tell you who picked up on this. Ryan Chandler for the big Austin-based TV station, KXAN. He put out on his social media a hard-hitting question, and it was typical of these meetings, too, and I hate it. He said, a hard-hitting question and answer session tonight, including these gems. What does the P stand for? Which, of course, is Prescott. Can I have a drink with you? And what would that be? And he answered, ranch water. He gets these questions like he's a little pretty boy. I saw this at Republican women meetings years ago. I'm just blown away by it. Chandler sent out, this was in a striking question. Now he had one, the striking question from a young teacher who said he'd been vilified for, quote, indoctrinating kids with CRT. Bush says CRT's been overly politicized, but notes he does oppose it and condemns it in an event, his ISD called Drag Queen Tuesday. And Ryan Chandler pointed out he couldn't find that condemnation. But anyway, so that's it. The comments were recorded by a KXAN news reporter, posted on Twitter. The exchange started with that teacher complaining about parents who wrongfully accuse him of teaching critical race theory, which was outlawed by the ledge. Bush admitted that parts of Texas are still teaching the theory, but appeared to dismiss any serious intervention, saying there has to be a nuanced approach to violators. Folks, he's talking like a left-winger. And in fact, he said, do I feel this has been overly politicized as a former teacher myself? Absolutely. So he doesn't care if your children get it. He says he wouldn't sue governments that don't follow state law. That's what he said. He said he directly criticized Paxton for being the attorney general and suing local governments that don't follow the law. Quote, outside of the fact that George P. Bush is seriously unqualified to serve as Texas Attorney General, he's publicly admitting that he will not take action against radical school districts that want to indoctrinate our children with dangerous woke propaganda and wholly inappropriate materials, Paxton told the Washington Examiner when asked for a comment. Parents in Texas want an attorney general who will defend parents' rights to have a say in their children's education and who will fight to stop radical nonsense from poisoning the minds of our children and grandchildren, Paxton said. Headline, George P. Bush knocks Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over tough critical race theory stance and everything else, saying that he would stay out of the courthouse. Folks, the attorney general's job is to take these cases to the courthouse. Who's going to defend you then? We get the legislature all day long to pass laws about this stuff, and with P. Bush is your attorney general? He's already telling you he's not going to sue any nuance and a softer approach. I'm sorry, there's no softer approach. These districts know, and these other government agencies, like when a city or county shut down your business, even though it wasn't right under the governor's order. P. Bush says it's wrong for Paxton to sue. But that's his very job. What nuance is there? These people know what they're doing. They know they're acting completely contrary to law. It's the attorney general's office's job to go after them. This is just amazing. Now, you got other stories out there. Dallas Morning News, George P. Bush talks tough on border invasion, uses the word invasion in bid for Texas Attorney General. Of course, they quote Mark Jones at Rice saying he chalked up some of Bush's move to, quote, desperation as polls put Paxton ahead. Quote, if you're not able to outflank Paxton on the far right, at least join him there, he said. Now, why, when this big story is groundbreaking, and the KXN reporter provided the video of him saying this stuff, why is that not in the state political press today? Because it's not. It's at the Washington Examiner. Well, let me tell you, it's real simple. Why do you'll have other stories that hint at more conservatism? Because the media knows that the Republican's probably going to win. They want the Republican who more agrees with their leftist position. They tend to do this almost all the time. And that is support, you know, it may not be a direct support, but they're gonna run the stories that give Bush a chance because they'd rather have a guy who won't sue and who won't stand up for conservative priorities and won't stand up for parents. They'd rather have that kind of guy as your attorney general. Meanwhile, they're all ignoring this other story that the video exists and it's made the Washington press. Back in a moment.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
My entire trip, hotels, food, transport, and fun for both Isabel and me to Dental Care's Dr. Silvia Zuniga in Costa Rica cost us less than half my lowest dental work quote at home. I'm not alone in learning how much of a do-not-miss opportunity this is. A farmer from Crosby County had dental work needs that would have cost $25,000 here. He went to Dr. Zuniga at Dental Care, a cosmetic dental specialist, by the way, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under $10,000. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. Costa Rica is one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world. It's very safe, very easy to get around in, and not expensive to fly to from Texas, including on Southwest. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Make your home office or workshop comfortable in both hot summer and cold winter with an energy-efficient ductless AC and heating unit from Hart Heating and AC.
The True Texan Studios uber comfortable with a Hart Heating and AC installed ductless unit, and the energy efficiency as well as ease of installation made it the best upgrade I've made in years.
Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Beat the heat and the cold with a ductless system. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com.
License DACLA 12-29-OE.
At Thacker Jewelry, we believe in hometown service. When you walk through our doors, we want you to feel welcome and at home. An incredible story lives inside each and every piece of jewelry at Thacker's. As a West Texas jeweler, we want to help you express your love and your feeling for your family, for your loved ones, and for the generations to come.
Hello, what do you say? It's a Thacker Jewelry kind of day.
Welcome to another Pratt on Texas Election 2022 candidate interview. Now, here's your Texas political swami and Lone Star anchorman, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We have the pleasure to visit with Bob Nebb. Bob is a GOP runoff candidate for County Court at Law number 2 in Lubbock. Of course, the primary runoff's coming up on the 24th of this month. And that was a big race and then ended up in a runoff. And Bob Nebb, you are the candidate that I recommended, and we don't need to waste time on any more of that. I know who you are, and I know your background, and I feel very comfortable with you. I think you have a very good opponent in this race, too, whom I would be comfortable with. And that makes it a little harder for the voters. So tell everybody, from your standpoint, Bob Nebb, what's the differentiator in this race? What's the real issue in this race for Republican voters in Lubbock County for this County Court at Law number 2 position?
Thank you, Robert. And you're correct. There is very little daylight between my opponent and I. As far as philosophy, judicial philosophy, conservative bona fides, there's almost no difference between the two of us. If you just want to vote for the first reliable conservative, flip a coin. The difference between the two of us is experience. My opponent is a good and fine man. He's done one thing, and one thing very well for his entire career, which is prosecute misdemeanor cases. And that's a good and honorable profession. However, this is a court of general jurisdiction. The primary cases that are heard by this court are family law cases, which are going to be divorces, child custody, child support, children's protective order type cases, and also contested probate matters, which can include, of course, guardianship as well, and misdemeanor criminal cases. So Tom is very, very good. I would say he's one of the top prosecutors of misdemeanor criminal cases in the state of Texas. There's some extraordinary defenders of misdemeanor criminal cases in the state of Texas, one of whom was the third candidate in this election. However, I wouldn't want either one of them, frankly, to be trying a contested divorce case, a contested child custody case, a children's protective case, at least not for several years, not until they actually learned what the law was.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that because that body of law is so... It sort of stands on its own, doesn't it? It's sort of a specialty. I mean, criminal cases differ in what you're doing, but they're all the criminal code. Family law is, I guess, really one of the main reasons that counties that are fairly large started creating specialty courts just for family law, docket backlog, but also not just the backlog, but also just the fact that the law itself is so different.
That is exactly correct. Not only is the law different, but the law is different from case to case. What can a jury hear? There's only certain things that a jury gets to hear. Some issues a jury only gets to advise the court. Other issues a jury gets to make an ultimate decision, like where are the children going?
Really? Tell me about that. I mean, just people like me, I get interested when I hear these things. In the family code, what would be sort of an example of something where the jury only advises? In other words, they give an advisory opinion to the judge, but I guess it's up to the judge.
For instance, the visitation schedule would be an advisory opinion. On the other hand, where do the children live is generally a jury question. And I'll frankly say almost none of the family cases that are litigated, which is a substantial number, a higher number than criminal cases. But most of them do not go to a jury because you don't necessarily want 6 or 12
right.
people.
But you could request request a jury in these cases, I assume, because that's our fundamental constitutional right. And I guess in these cases, yeah, most people say, no, we don't want to air all this. This is painful enough in front of a judge, not in front
exactly.
of a jury. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and the cost is tremendously different. There's also shifting burdens of proof. Certain issues, it's preponderance of the evidence, the lowest burden of proof. Certain issues, it's clear and convincing evidence, which is kind of midway between the criminal reasonable doubt and preponderance of the evidence.
Now, Bob Nebb, tell people a little bit about yourself, because one of the things I've known about you for a very long time is that you and your family are just really God-loving people. I mean, I know you don't go around wearing it on the sleeve bragging, you know, it's not that kind of thing to look at me, because you haven't been in the public eye all these many, many decades, but you've been a real leader and beloved leader in your church family. Your children just truly a Christian family. And I want to give you, since there is just a hair's breadth of difference in this runoff for people, tell them a little bit about Bob Neb.
Well, Robert, thanks. There's the old saying, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could. I really did get here as soon as I could. I was born in a horrible, horrible place called Newark, New Jersey.
I was sharing
that with Dan Bates' assistant this morning, because she grew up not down far down the road. But blessed to have met a girl from Littlefield when I was 20 years old. And after a period of time, we got married, and bless her little heart, she had to move back east with me while I finished up at Rutgers University. And in exchange for 1 year in Texas, I got the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I definitely got the better end of that deal.
So she's for 1 year in New Jersey. Okay, 1 year back east. You got a lifetime in Texas.
I got a life blessing in Texas. That's exactly
Amen.
Right. We've been here in Lubbock for over 35 years. We've raised our three children here. I've got a 39-year-old son who's raising two boys of his own and raising them to be faithful young men. I've got a 35-year-old daughter on the East Coast who's raising two faithful children. She was saying prayers with our 3-year-old the other day, and she was praying for peace, and the baby said, I want some peas.
Peas, yeah.
The point is, she was praying with her child.
And Amen.
Our youngest is a women's health nurse practitioner in Las Cruces, and she's assisting women to have children.
Amen.
She's assisting them in fertility. She's assisting them in labor and prenatal care. And that's, you know, I mean, golly.
You know Bob's proud of his family. If you go to his website, it's bobforjudge.com, which is great. Bob in the number 4 and then judge. Number 4, bobforjudge.com. And you say about Bob, it's all about his family. And that's truly a man whose delight is found in his Lord and in his family, because he leads off with his service. And Bob, I'll tell you, I've known people who have been around you and your church for many, many years. And when you decided to run, some of those people told me just what a fine person that you are. And I've actually known who you were for a long time, but never known you. I've been so impressed with you on the campaign trail. You generally have nothing but a kind word about people, but you're not flippant about things. You're quite serious about this race. And I think for everybody in Lubbock County, you better think very hard about this county court at law number 2 race. You're more likely to end up in county court at law than you are district court. And because of the things that happen to people and the things that Bob Neb has explained, I think this is why one of the reasons I was able to make a clear endorsement for Bob Neb, even though the other two candidates are extraordinarily good people who I like. I just think in this court, Bob Neb is the guy you want sitting on the bench. Bob, we've got about half a minute. Anything else you want to add?
Well, a gentleman called the other day. He emailed me on my website, but was unable to reach me simply because I was going from one appointment to another. My phone number is on my website, 806-786-2215. This gentleman was able to call me and ask me some pointed questions, and I invite them. And I'd be honored if I can get your votes so that I can honor you with my service.
Bob for the number 4, bobforjudge.com, maybe the best campaign website I've run across. Thanks a lot, Bob Neb.
Thank you, Robert. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us. That's it for today. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.